This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The global death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has surpassed 1.2 million people, as many countries around the world contend with rising infection rates. The fatalities are among the 46.8 million total cases compiled in the ongoing pandemic data collected by Johns Hopkins University. It comes as the European continent reaches its own grim threshold of more than 10 million confirmed coronavirus cases. A number of European nations, including Belgium, Britain, France, and Germany, have imposed a new set of lockdowns in an effort to contain the surge. In Spain, the number of coronavirus infections rose by 55,019 on Monday. That's the biggest increase since the start of the pandemic, according to Health Ministry data. Greece said it would shut restaurants and bars in the most populous areas of the country for 1 month beginning Tuesday to try to stem a rising number of coronavirus cases. Italy announced a tightening of restrictions Monday, including a nighttime curfew and limited regional travel. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the director of the World Health Organization, announced on Sunday that he's in self-quarantine after he was identified as a contact of someone who's tested positive for COVID-19. Gunmen opened fire Monday evening at six locations in Austria's capital, Vienna, killing at least one person and injuring 15 others in what Chancellor Sebastian Kurz described as a, quote, repulsive terrorist attack. Kurz told Austrian broadcaster ORF that several gunmen are still on the loose. Police have cordoned off a large area of central Vienna and are engaged in a manhunt for the shooters. The Vienna police said the attack began around 8 p.m. and involved several suspects armed with rifles. At least one of the attackers